And we have Agnes Kialani Martikini, the author of the new beautiful book, Anahola, Kauai's Mystic Hawaiian Village, and Adam Prawl, who was the graphic, is it the graphic designer?
Yes.
The graphic designer on this beautiful book. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Aloha, good morning. Aloha.
Good morning. Want to sit just a little closer to, or pull the microphone a little closer to you?
Sure.
There you go. Don't be afraid. Okay. Agnes, this is a beautiful book. I was so excited. I live in Anahola and have lived there for only about 8 months, I think it is. And I've always wanted to live in a nice Hawaiian village that overlooked the ocean, and I finally got my dream come true. And then this book came out, and I was so excited about it that I wanted to get a copy of it right away. And I'll tell you what, I was very surprised when I got my copy of it. I thought it was going to be a small little, you know, maybe 8.5 by 11 paperback or something. And it's a gorgeous coffee table size, full color, beautiful book. It is stunning. So tell us all about it. Tell me how the book came to be. And Adam, jump in anytime.
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And writing the book was actually something that had developed years ago, mm-hmm. With my daughter's inspiration and need for information as she was doing a school project for Kamehameha Schools. And there just didn't seem to be much written information about mm-hmm. her ahupua'a of Anahola. So from there, I thought, well, it would be nice to have something written about Anahola that, you know, my kids could refer to later in life and pass on to their children. So the seed developed from mm-hmm. there. And then it kind of laid dormant for a while. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after I got into a car accident, which forced me into retirement, and I was bedridden for a while and lying in bed one evening just before dawn, waking up, I was startled by a vision. Mm-hmm. And this vision was of me hovering over Kalalea Mountain with the view of the river and the valley and a three-tiered heiau. It was shocking mm-hmm. at first, and it actually woke me up, and I jumped up in bed, and I was like shaking, and it was like, well, maybe this was the calling, what mm-hmm. we call a kahea,
mm-hmm.
to do something about this book. So it evolved from there, and once I accepted that responsibility, I knew that my kuleana was set, and mm-hmm. I needed to follow through, mm-hmm. and it got me motivated.
Got you motivated to,
yeah.
to do something about it.
Exactly.
Well, how did it come to be that you decided to do the format that you did? Because this book is not only gorgeous pictures that tell the stories, but some are lengthy stories that give a wonderful history of the area and certain other aspects, well, the Ahupua'a system and so forth. But it also gives little brief biographies of just the folks. The
yeah,
folks
exactly.
that make up Anahola. And
exactly.
this is, I mean, there are people in this book that I know. I mean, Kealii Kanealii and Healana Yuan are my neighbors, for heaven's sake. Literally, I could throw a rock to their driveway. And Auntie Dora Swain, you know, goes to my church. And there are just, you know, it's just, and now I feel like I know more people because of the book. And I think, oh, I need to go down that road and see if I can find this person, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So how did it come to be that you decided to follow this format, that you decided to just talk to folks and make the book that way?
Well, I didn't know what to do at first. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a first-time author, and I was kind of puzzled about where do I begin. And deep inside, I felt I needed to talk to the elders of the community, mm-hmm. the kupuna. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to get their permission, first of all, to hear their stories. And that was a process in itself because, you know, you have to be respectful mm-hmm. and gentle about approaching people. And you have to go back several times because it takes time for them to trust you and
sure it does.
And open up, you mm-hmm. know, their lives and their stories to you. So that was the beginning, was mm-hmm. to talk to the kupuna. Then the actual structure of the book itself is something that Adam and I came to a conclusion mm-hmm. That we should follow some kind of cultural protocol, mm-hmm. which was to start the book with a pule mm-hmm. and an oli. Mm-hmm. And then as far as organizing it, we kept the best for the last, which would have been, which is the kupuna and mm-hmm. the masters of Anahola.
It's a terrific, it's terrific the way that it is laid out, because I started on page one like everybody else does, but then I thought, what's next, you know, and I started going through, and then I would, you know, read a story in the middle of the book, and then I'd go back to the beginning of the book, and then I would go to the end of the book, and last night I was reading stories about the end of the book, the laymakers, and so on, and I really love the way that it's laid out. Adam, tell how this, you know, what your role was in all of this and how you assisted Aggie in making this come to be.
Okay.
She says you're a genius at what you do.
Thank you. I hope so. She gives me a lot of credit. Basically, when she came to me about it, basically we have Hanai family members in common. My sister Eve is Hanai into her family, and
into Aggie's family?
Into Aggie's family.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And so when she came to me about this, I just finished the Vegan Fusion book, mm-hmm. the cookbook, and that was very successful. But I really felt that there needed to be something that was based on Kauai and Hawaiian culture, and mm-hmm. something that was very much reflective of Kauai itself.
Right.
And she came along, and it was like, wow, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And we had a lot of talks about, and a lot of just back and forth and ideas about everything, every format and every issue in the book, like how it should be laid out and what size it should be, and, you know, mm-hmm. even sometimes what to include and what to leave out, because you can't put everything that you want to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, we'd have a 400-page
book. You'd have
it was
on
its way to being a Bible. And so we came to a really good compromise a lot of the time, and mm-hmm. It was very painful taking out certain things. But basically, we wanted something that would be entertaining for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Anahola, so there was a danger that it would only be interesting to people who live in Anahola, and that's not at all what we wanted. It's not what Aggie wanted mm-hmm. at all. She, you know, she very much wanted everybody to appreciate it, from people from the mainland and so on as well. And so we wanted it to be local, but to have flair, to have style, and to make you want to flip back and forth across it, to read it in a non-linear way. And so it's kind of written and laid out in a very non-linear way. It's not traditional at all. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of book designers, a lot of people will look at it and go, oh, well, they screwed up this, they screwed up that, because they didn't really know mm-hmm. what they were doing, or mm-hmm. it was kind of a first-timer issue. And yeah, there is a lot of that, but there's also a lot that we deliberately did differently.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like the fact that it's, as you said, non-linear, because that's how I read anyway. You know, and it's, you know, generally I start at the back of the book and go on.
Right.
In this book, I did start at the beginning because I saw that there was the pule and the oli in there, and I felt like I felt a commitment to go through that first.
Right.
You know, I needed to do that first. But I love the being able to flip back and forth, and I do it all the time, and it's like a surprise every time I do it, because, oh, I missed that, oh, I missed that. And that's it's a fun and entertaining book. It really is. And I agree with you about... in fact, when I was talking about the book on air several times and telling other folks about it, I said, whether or not you live in Anahola, you won't want to miss the stories about the people that you know, because people do know the people of Anahola.
Right.
And even if they don't know specific people, they know Anahola is a special place. Which brings me to my next... Now, this is very interesting to me. Tell me about the Dalai Lama and his comments about Anahola.
Yeah, that was one of what I call a revelation,
mm-hmm.
Ho'ikeana. And that happened when a contingency of people from Kauai and the other islands went to Oahu to greet the Dalai Lama there. And I think it was his first trip to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked him where he wanted to go while he was visiting our state. And he said he wanted to go to Kauai. And so the Kauai contingency, they were excited. And they were like,
sure.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. right. Where do you want to go? And he said, well, there's just two places I'd like to visit. And first place was Polihale, which he said was where the spirits left the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And for Hawaiian people, it is the leaping point.
Mm-hmm.
And there are leaping points on every island,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Anyway, so they asked him, well, where's the second place that you'd like to go? And he said, well, I want to go to Anahola. And there just happened to be two people from Anahola that day. And they were... really surprised.
Out of all the places on yeah. Kauai to visit.
I know. And so that really piqued their interest. And they said, well, why Anahola? And he said, well, Anahola is where we believe the souls are birthed and come to earth.
Mm, that's something.
Yeah, he's believed that there was a portal there where the souls would enter.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to look at what the hole in the mountain symbolically represents,
mm-hmm.
As being the birthing channel,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I've been told is called the Aulani, the name for the hole mm-hmm. in the mountain,
mm-hmm.
By Auntie Loki mm-hmm. Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. And it says here originally, you were doing research, Kumu Ka'e Eo Nalani.
Ka'e
Eo Nalani. Ka'e Eo
Nalani.
Said that Anahola was originally spelled with an E.
Yes. Yes.
And so now Ane means?
Ane means, it's the second meaning in mm-hmm. Pukui's dictionary. Saying that Ani is the breath of life, and I thought that was so appropriate
mm-hmm.
for after hearing about the Dalai Lama's spiritual
mm-hmm.
Interpretation of Anahola,
mm-hmm.
That Ani, the breath of life,
mm-hmm.
is what happens when you take your first breath of life. You are being born, and you come into being.
Mm-hmm.
On earth. So it seemed to connect.
And hola means?
Hola means the hour.
The hour.
Yes.
So the two words together translate as?
The hour of your breath of life.
So Anahola. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
No wonder it's the mystic village that it is. There's just so
exactly.
much more. And I've learned so much more about Anahola just through this book. Cool. I wish you all could see Aggie, because she's got the most gorgeous smile and she's a nervous wreck.
She's pretty good, though.
She's doing wonderfully. For those of you that just tuned in, I have the privilege of interviewing Agnes Keolani Martikini and Adam Prawl. Agnes is the author of the newly published and newly released book called Anahola, Kauai's Mystic Village. And Adam was the graphic artist. And assisted Aggie in a number of ways, including holding her hand here so that she doesn't pass out. Oh, my goodness. I really enjoy the book and have found several things. In fact, I started last night to put Post-its in the book because I wanted to refer to different things. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I've got nothing but Post-its hanging out of this book. I came across a quote last night from, it says, Kupuna Vahine o Anahola. So an elder woman from Anahola.
Yes.
I love this quote. It says, only had grass houses those days. Then board houses cost $200. We lose one thing, then another. The tapa making, canoe making, even the chickens and pigs change, and now the poi and the fishing. When we had our own things, nobody had to go out to work, and everyone had plenty. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
I just love that quote because I think that it's so significant, not only for Hawaii, but everywhere, that things that we've just complicated things so much. And yet, through your book, through your eyes, I'm able to see that. And one of the things that I think has always attracted me to Anahola is the fact that there is so much of wanting to live off the land still there. And they do,
Yes.
And they're self-sufficient. Did you find that when you were talking to people?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with the Kupuna, they still live that way, and they still enjoy the abundance from the ocean mm-hmm. and the mountain and the streams mm-hmm. and it's their lifestyle mm-hmm. and passing that on to our keiki and mo'opuna is the intention of this book, to let the people, the youth there know that this is the life that was led by their grandparents and parents, and to continue that, to persevere and keep the culture strong.
Keep the culture strong. And I also find that in Anahola, the language is spoken, Hawaiian language is spoken a lot there, not just in snippets, but, they speak it in the home.
They do.
And I have a friend who is, she's like a sister to me, she's from Tonga, and she's very distressed because she has a sister who doesn't insist that her children speak Tongan in the home. And her feeling is, once you start to lose the language, you start to lose the culture. And it just delights me so to find, first of all, that, as we know, this is the year of Olelo Hawaii, and the mayor just signed a proclamation making March the month of Olelo Hawaii. And I just by pure dumb coincidence, I'm taking a Hawaiian language class, which the final class is tomorrow, and I have to introduce myself in Hawaiian from memory.
Wow.
It's going to be like a paragraph long, and I'm talking about a nervous wreck. Yeah. But, I'm originally from Honolulu, and I've always prided myself on trying to get the language right. And so I decided it was time to, persevere and do a little more studying about it. And I just think that the language being kept in the homes and speaking the language also helps. Go ahead, Adam. Yeah.
Oh, well, what you're saying is true. Mm-hmm. And Aggie very much insisted a lot of the time that, if we didn't know where to go next, if she was stuck somewhere, if I was stuck somewhere, like an unsolvable problem, like mm-hmm. how do we fit something or how do we emphasize something? It was always like, well, how would it be done if it was done the Hawaiian way?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to just think that or mm-hmm. say that, because we're living here that we know, but a lot of the time we really don't, and you have to kind of dig a little bit into some, dig into the roots a little bit and try to figure it out.
Exactly.
There were times that,
it was challenging for Aggie. For me, I'm clueless, but Aggie,
But I always tried to bring his thoughts back to mm-hmm. the culture.
Yeah.
And then that would focus us.
Yes. Stay focused. Well, Agnes, your father was pure Hawaiian, correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. My daddy was from Waipio Valley on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's contrasting with my mom, who was from New York City, New mm-hmm. York. And so I'm not from Anahola.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and raised like you on Oahu, and mm-hmm. And we moved here with our children because I wanted them to know their Hawaiian culture and mm-hmm. and establish roots here. And so I got Kuleana property in Anahola mm-hmm. on the farm lots. And we set out in tents. We lived there for almost a year. No hot water and, you know.
Right.
No television, no nothing, you know. So the kids really grew up on the aina. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So it was good beginnings for us. And I just love Anahola, and I'm so glad I was able to raise my children there.
I do too. Yeah, I can see why you would.
Yeah.
Agnes, the book came out, let's see, we had the launching, what, about 3 weeks ago, I guess?
Yes.
About 3 weeks ago. I would like to invite people to visit your website to find out more information about the book. Can you tell us the website address or a phone number?
Yes. I'll let Adam do that.
Okay.
Well, the website address is anaholavillage.com.
That's pretty easy.
So mm-hmm. that's yep. pretty easy to remember. And the phone number is your number.
Yeah, the phone number would be area code 808-346-0473.
And anaholavillage.com is the website to find out more information about this gorgeous book. I'm sitting here looking at the picture of Kupuna Dora Swain right now. I love this picture of her.
With her holding out her hand, like, yeah, listen to me.
Yeah, and that's how she, you know,
yes.
she has sort of a commanding way about her in a non-offensive way.
In a gentle way, yeah.
In a very gentle way, yeah.
That's, yeah. We talked about that photo at...
I love it.
At the museum. And we were talking about how we cut out her hand, and originally it looked like a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's perfect.
Go, no, that's how she talks. And mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, especially older generation, talk a lot with their hands.
Exactly.
And so for her, it was like we captured it, and she loved that her hand was still there.
It's a great. I told her when I saw her, I said, "You're going to love this picture. What picture did they use? And I said, "It's just you somehow. I don't know why." And I honestly, I've never seen her in a t-shirt ever. But it still is her somehow.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
You don't need to be wearing fancy clothing either. That's the other part.
Yeah.
That's real.
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, the true authors of this book are the people.
Mm-hmm.
Their very own stories is what make the book a treasure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just sort of get that feeling. I mean, you've got some wonderful legends in there that I've just, because I love stories. I can sit and listen to anybody tell me a story. And I feel that this is what this book does. It's just as if the elders, the kupuna, are sitting there talking to me personally. And it's, I think you both have done a wonderful job on this book. And I know, because I talked to you briefly prior to the launching of the book, the angst that you had right up to the actual day of the launching, whether or not the books were going to arrive.
And
you know, the day of. And yet it's here and it's over, and now you can breathe a sigh of relief, and the both of you have something wonderful to be proud of. Now, I know that, sponsored by the Kauai Museum, you're going to be at the St. Regis Hotel. When is that again?
That'll be this month, March 18th and 19th.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know they have an artisans program there.
That's
where
right.
They invite people from the community in to talk about their arts, you know, their arts and crafts and so forth. And so that's if you folks are in the area, you can stop by and see Aggie on the 18th and the 19th at the St. Regis. And there's going to be another... you're going to be visiting where?
Yes, on Borders.
Oh, at Borders, okay.
Yes.
And that's on the 27th?
Yes, the 27th.
From?
I believe it starts at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. So you folks can go down and meet Aggie. Adam, will you be there?
Yes.
I guess so. Yeah.
Aggie has said yes, you will be there. So you folks can go down and meet Adam and Aggie and talk about this book. And once again, for those of you that just tuned in, we've been talking to Agnes Kaolani Marty Keeney and Adam Prawl. Agnes is the author of the newly released book called Anahola Kauai's Mystic Village, and Adam is the graphics designer, graphic and right arm of Agnes. It's a beautiful book, and for more information, I invite you to visit the website anaholavillage.com. And I'd like to thank you both for coming in and taking the time to share this book and where it all came from. And I'm very excited about it. It's one of my favorite books. It is on my coffee table, if not on my bed, because I'm usually reading it every day. It's a fun and exciting book.
Thank you. I did want to say one thing that it's a pictorial history of the four Ahupua'a, but we feature Anahola, of course, because that was the main, the center of life there. And the book is written with extra large print so that people don't have to strain their eyes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. And each chapter is unique. It's not your just standard layout.
No, it's not. It's not at all. That's what makes it so enjoyable. It's just not your... I was really shocked when I saw it. It was just not at all what I expected, and it was a true delight. And I'd also like to thank you for the blueberry muffins. How did you know that's my favorite?
Oh, my! The book knows.
The book knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pictures are gorgeous. There are a lot of pictures, I might add, in here from the... I call them old pictures, you know, from, like, I think the Kauai Museum maybe loaned you some pictures or...
We Adam and I flew over to Oahu to the Bishop Museum.
Oh, the Bishop Museum.
Yeah, we did get a few photos from there, also from the Kauai Museum. We did go to the State Archives as well. So that chapter itself it just pulls the whole book together because it takes you back in time. And a lot of people from, Anahola had never seen those photos, and they could really get a true picture of how it was when their ancestors lived there.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I've found a lot of the time when people use archive photos, they use the same photos. And so you'll see the same photos pop up time after time after time, used different ways, and... These are photos specifically about Anahola, and I doubt that anybody has seen many of them for a very long time.
Yeah.
There are some views and angles. It's like, that's where the road was?
Exactly. I find myself doing that.
Yeah.
As I looked at the pictures, it's really very stunning. Well, again, mahalo to the both of you for coming in, and I sure do appreciate it, and good luck with the things that you have coming up and with the book. And do you think you'll do another one someday?
Oh yeah.
This one was such a emotional and spiritual guided book. I'm not sure if I can, but we'll see.
Okay.
She doesn't know it yet but
she will.
But there's going to be other stuff.
One day at a time.